relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com. The Marine Corps anthem. Of course we play it today. Why? Because today is the anniversary, not just any anniversary, but the 75th anniversary of that historic moment when the Marine Corps raised the Stars and Stripes in Iwo Jima over Mount Suribachi. That iconic image that became a statue here outside Washington, D.C., and an eternal image of what the Marine Corps and America stands for, fighting for freedom, fighting against imperial forces and aggressors. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Very, very excited to have with us in our first segment. We don't usually do that unless somebody's very special, and this lady is special. She is the National Press Secretary for the Trump 2020 campaign, former GOP spokeswoman. She is Kayleigh McEnany. Follow her now on Twitter. I'm going to spell it just so you get it right. K-A-Y-L-E-I-G-H-M-C-E-N-A-N-Y. Kayleigh McEnany, welcome to America First.
Hey, great to join you.
Hey, are you really? Is it true? Because you are always on the road. Are you in the swamp today, Kayleigh?
Yes, and yes, I go to five states that I just came back from this West Coast swing, a red eye last night, but I am in the swamp. It's a rare feat for me.
Wow, you are almost as tough as my former boss, the president. We have to share with all of our listeners an incredible, I thought it was you, it was kind of profile, but I thought, I know that woman. You were at the rally in Vegas, and you asked somebody there some questions, and it has gone absolutely viral. This is with Kayleigh McEnany asking a Trump supporter called Moses a very important question. Kayleigh McEnany, cut three.
This is my first rally. I used to be a Democrat. Where are the racists that everybody talks about? Where are the racists everybody talks about? I felt so comfortable here. Doesn't exist. Just people that care about America.
Say the president. He's flying back. What would you say to the president if you say anything?
I support everything you do. I am Latino. I am from El Paso, Texas. Build that wall. Stop letting so many illegals in. So many drugs come in through that border, and you're doing a good thing with that wall. Me and my wife are from El Paso. We support you. We are 100% Mexican, and we're proud to be American.
100% Mexican, proud to be American, former Democrat, and he says, President Trump, build that wall. Explain to us, Kayleigh McEnany, how you and the president and the team are changing American politics.
Yeah, it's incredible. You know, what's missing from that video is Moses literally ran over to me. He saw me with the microphone, and he could not wait to share what you just played with me. He was so befuddled that what he saw was not the media narrative. It's not a bunch of angry racist at Trump rally. Quite the contrary. It's a diverse group of people. And, you know, Seb, I'm excited that literally 27% of those who registered for the rally in Vegas were Black or Latino. We had an overflow crowd with thousands outside. This movement has gotten bigger than ever before. We're not going to take anything for granted. We've all got to show up and vote on election day. But I'm convinced if this coalition shows up like what we're seeing at rallies, this could be an election where we make that map even redder than it was in 2016.
So she's Kayleigh McEnany. Follow her on Twitter, National Press Secretary for the Trump 2020 campaign. Go to Trump go to DonaldJTrump.com to register for events and to be part of the team that is keeping America great. Explain to us how that is happening. You know, I worked for the president. I'm a supporter of the president. But the support we're seeing amongst the minority community and amongst the former Democrats is absolutely stunning. I don't think anybody predicted that. What is Kayleigh McEnany's take on why this is happening now in America?
Yeah, so, you know, at each rally, I have the privilege of interviewing these people in the crowd. And what I hear consistently, especially from the Black community and the Black men and women I interview, is two things. Number one, criminal justice reform went a long way. And we know criminal justice reform, 91% of those who were released from prison were Black Americans. So it meant a lot. It signaled a lot to this community when we made what Democrats talked about a reality. But even more than that, what I hear most of all is just the economic opportunity. You know, I had a guy say to me out in Colorado at our rally the day before Vegas, he said, you know why I love Donald Trump? He's like, because I don't see my family anymore. And I was a little, you know, what's going on? He doesn't want to see his family. He's like, I saw my family tons during the Obama administration. I'm like, well, that sounds like a good thing. And he said, no, I don't see them anymore because they have jobs. Another young Black woman said to me, my paycheck's going up. I know they say the rich are getting richer, but not me. My paycheck's going up. Thanks, Trump, she said. So it's the economy. It's people feeling it in their everyday lives. And it's President Trump making good on something like criminal justice reform that Dems talked about, but President Trump made a reality.
Now, I love the rallies. I watch every rally. We use the audio from the rallies here on the show, America First. But it's not just about rallies. Not everybody can get to a rally. Explain, give us Kayleigh McEnany's message to those out there who aren't political animals like you or I, don't follow the news every day, have got their head down, are working, find the last 3 years really promising, but maybe they're former Democrats, maybe they've never, ever voted, and perhaps they're not mobilized to do so. What is your message to those who are still on the fence in the last 250 days before the election?
Well, two things I would say. You know, first, I would say this, that, you know, there's so much at stake this election. It's easy to take the economy for granted when it's going well. We see other issues, wedge issues kind of creep up when the economy is doing well, because we just think that it won't change. But I can promise you and assure you it will change, because whoever emerges at the Democrat as a Democrat nominee will be a socialist who wants to overregulate, overtax you, and will destroy and wreck this economy. So don't take for granted the success we're having. But secondly, a lot of those people sitting on the sidelines, some of the reservations I find them having is, you know, they don't know Donald Trump as a person. They don't see the kind of person he is. You know, I had one young woman say to me, I actually met President Trump before. I'm like, oh, really? And she's like, yeah, I met him when he wasn't president. And she said, I was astonished that he stopped. He took time. He talked to me. He was so gracious. I took too much of his time, but he just sat there and talked to me and was a really good, great guy. And I know you know him. You've worked with him, Sebastian. I see the way he empowers women across the workplace. It's an honor to have him as a boss. And this man loves America. He loves his staff. He loves the people of this country. And I know that you can attest to that firsthand.
Yeah, no, I have seen it myself. I've seen it in occasions where, you know, there are no press cameras there, and he takes the time, whether it's thanking local law enforcement when we land and get off Air Force One, or whether it's, you know, sitting with the Parkland shooting survivors in the Oval Office behind closed doors. This is one of the things the left doesn't understand and will never admit, and that's the levels of compassion that this man has. One last question for you, and this is the one I get everywhere, Kayleigh, and I get a little irritated and angry when people who say they're conservatives come up to me and say, you know, I like the president, I support the president, but I wish he'd stop tweeting. For me, the tweets are essential. The tweets, you know, got him into office. What's Kayleigh McEnany's response to those who say, I like the president, but I wish he wouldn't tweet?
He must tweet. If you know, I unfortunately in my office have to watch CNN every day and MSNBC and these other networks, and the just lies they put out, the vitriol against this president, the only avenue he has to fight back is his Twitter feed. It's his only way to get past the filter of the media and talk directly to the American people. I love when he tweets. People see he's authentic when he tweets. And that authenticity shouldn't be taken for granted. And that authenticity is an appearance in abundance on his Twitter feed. So he's got to keep it up. I love his tweets.
And in the last minute we have with you, Kaylee, is the media going to get any better? God willing, if the president wins, do you expect a moment of introspection that these people, the ones you have to watch for your job, are going to say, okay, enough of the bias. We got it wrong. America wants Donald Trump. They want him again. Or are we condemned to be surrounded by the fake news industrial complex forever?
Unfortunately, the fake news is here to stay, and it will continue. You know, the moment the president got elected, you know, I had that moment of, oh, maybe they'll change. Maybe they'll see they were wrong. But it wasn't the case. Instead, they made up a Russia hoax and a Ukraine hoax and this sham impeachment endeavor. They will never stop, which is why we've got to fight two times harder and show up at the polls and make sure we send our message loudly and clearly.
I love that. Never give up, never give in is a motto of our show. We've got to fight twice as hard as we did before. Never take anything for granted. A fabulous message from Trump headquarters. Show this lady some love. She's got almost 360,000 followers on Twitter. Let's bounce her over the top. Follow her. Kaylee, K-A-Y-L-E-I-G-H. Kaylee McEnany, M-C-E-N-A-N-Y. God bless you, Kaylee. I hope you get a little bit of rest before you go on again. And we need more clips like that fabulous one with Moses that we are going to repost right now on our Twitter feed. Seb Gorka, my Facebook, Sebastian Gorka, and also on Instagram. That interview, Build the Wall, Mr. President, is the essence of making America great again. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, back with the one and only Dana Loesch here on America First, broadcasting on YouTube, on Facebook. We'll post on Instagram TV. And don't forget our website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com.
America First, magnificent.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Created Equal, Clarence Thomas, in his own words.
What a great man. Isn't it Black History Month? I do believe it is. Why aren't we celebrating Clarence Thomas, a man who stood up to the establishment, who underwent a high-tech lynching, and won? This is the movie of his life. I've seen it. It's incredible. You guys have been texting me that you went to see it, and you're so grateful. If you haven't seen this and you're a conservative, you must see Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in his own words. From the poverty of the segregated South all the way up to the Supreme Court, and with Joe Biden trying to stop him becoming a Supreme Court justice, this is an incredible film. For movie times, for tickets, for theater locations, go to justicethomasmovie.com. That's justicethomasmovie.com. Write it down. You won't regret it. All conservatives, especially in 2020, need to see justicethomasmovie.com. We are back. This is a late. I've had this show now for, 13 and a half months. This is the toughest lady to get on my show. It's easier to get the president on the show than to get Dana Loesch. But we've done it. Dana Loesch, are you there?
I am here, and it is a pleasure being on with you, Dr. Gorka.
Well, I just have to make sure that the only way we can get you on the show is when you've written a book, and you have written a book. I love the title. I love the visuals. The book itself is fabulous. It's called Grace Canceled. We'll explain why. And she is my favorite Second Amendment former goth, although I'm not sure she's a former goth, because your jeans on the cover there, my dear, they're ripped, right?
You still
have a little bit of goth in you, right, my dear?
I wear black in mourning for the recognition of the awesomeness of the working man, which we are all working together to restore.
Wow.
So
I like
a little
that.
Johnny Cash take.
I love that. I love that. The book is called Grace Canceled. It's out now. Get it. It will tell you why you have to get it first. Things first. This is something I've been hammering on the show since the beginning. Which side in our political discussion, our discourse, Dana Loesch, has normalized violence in America again?
Well, and I'm glad that you asked me that. I have an entire chapter on that in this book, The History of Leftist Violence. And this goes back for decades upon decades. This goes back to my parents, their generation, and even really ultimately before then. And there is this effort to, from the left, to really redefine independent thought, dissent, questions, real academic curiosity, and just being a Republican or being a conservative or being a Trump supporter or being whatever, any existence of these things that differ from their status quo is now classified, redefined as being violent. It is violent to exist while disagreeing with these people. And so they've been able to dehumanize their conservative, their libertarian, their Republican targets and really just present them as these issues instead of people. And it makes it easier for them to engage in violence themselves. If they think that they are meeting what they describe as violent thought with violence, then they feel that they're justified in their action of violence. And that's why I hate whenever I hear people say, oh, but that's violent hate speech, or this person's advocating violence, when they're simply suggesting maybe, I don't know, we could bring manufacturing back to the United States and lower taxes and let people be in charge of their own health care. These things that restore individual liberty and jurisdiction over our lives but that's called violence now, as you know.
Yes, our speech, conservative speech, is deemed violence. Mm-hmm. And then the left, with their motto, punch a fascist today, punch a Nazi. If they call everybody who voted for Donald Trump a Nazi, well, they have justified violence. But it's not just about their use of violence, from Antifa to the Black Bloc, from Bernie Sanders volunteer James Hodgkinson, who tried to kill Steve Scalise. It's also mm-hmm. about a cultural aspect. Now, we talk about the cancel culture. We say it's irritating. But in your book, Grace Canceled, you go a little bit deeper. You say that this is a very significant threat. So, Dana Lash, why is the cancel culture so problematic today?
This whole book, to answer this, was actually inspired by a remark that Norm Macdonald gave in a Hollywood Reporter interview, in which he was discussing his friend Roseanne Barr, who very publicly lost her show and was really thrown out with the trash. She said something bad. She apologized, but it didn't end there. And Norm, who has known her for years, he got his start writing and in comedy with her. She gave him his start. He was writing for her show. He said, look, she is confessing what she's done, and she apologized. And he said, usually in the past, when people apologized and they really made an effort to make things right, they would be forgiven, you had redemption, and then everything could go on again. But now no one wants to forgive anyone. So what's the point of an apology? And that gets right down to it. We have this, it's popular now to deny redemption and to always define people as their worst absolute moments and let that stick to them forever. Their lives are ruined, and it's happening to even teenagers now. I have so many examples of this in my book. It happens to even younger people who are on social media, and they're judged in front of the world. And so, you know, with this, and I also get into this with the president too, which we can talk about, but it's dangerous because people are terrified of having conversations that are nuanced. They're having difficulty expressing themselves. They don't want to talk for fear of offending someone with different ideas. And so it has dumbed down discourse in our country. It's made us all dumber. That's what outrage culture has done, Dr. Gorka.
And what's the connection to the president? Explain to those who haven't read your book yet. It's called Grace Canceled, and we're talking to Dana Lash.
In Chapter 6, I have the death of redemption, and I also get into American tribalism and the socialist wave. And I have been, as a person of faith, very frustrated in the idea that you cannot support the president in 2020 and also uphold your value, your ideals as a Christian. And for everyone who says, well, the president is flawed, look at the things that he said, or things maybe that it's always things that he said in the past. And I bring up, first off, if perfection were required for office, no one would be fit.
Right.
And secondly, the idea, I find questioning that from a faith-based perspective as questioning the omnipotence of the Creator, because if you look in the Bible, Jesus's entire lineage came from flawed people.
Yeah.
It is not about the person. It is about how that person is used to glorify a greater purpose. And that's what people are missing. And I'm very frustrated when I hear that coming from people of faith.
There are very few people, and I mean this most sincerely, Dana, there are very few people alive today who can weave, I won't say theology, but matters of faith effectively into the public discourse and into what is happening politically in America. And that's really what makes you stand out. There are some that can do it. Eric Metaxas, my colleague, Dennis Prager, my colleague. But you, somebody who is known for your vociferous defense of the Second Amendment, you also bring this incredible Christian perspective to everything you say. So this is why everybody listening to the show needs to buy this book now. It's different. It's special. It's relevant to today, but it also rides on eternal truths that make our nation great. We're talking to Dana Lash. The book is Grace Uncancelled. She's a nationally syndicated radio host, and you can follow her right now. Oh, my gosh. 1.1 million followers. I'm not going to help her. No, you should. follow. She beat me. She beat me. I only got 900,000. Follow her right now. D. Lash, L-O-E-S-C-H. That's her Twitter handle, D. Lash, L-O-E-S-C-H. I am Sebastian Gorka. We're going to be talking more with Dana Lash here on America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
This is a really touching question. He says, thank you for being so brave. Would you help me tell the world I'm gay too? I want to be brave like you.
Well, I don't think you need a lot of advice from me on bravery. You seem pretty strong. To see you, it took me a long time to figure out how to tell even my best friend that I was gay, let alone to go out there and tell the world. And to see you willing to come to terms with who you are in a room full of 1,000 people, thousands of people you've never met, that's really something.
That was Mayor Pete Buttigieg in Colorado at a town hall congratulating a 9-year-old on their statement that they're homosexual. We can talk about that with our guest, Dana Lash. I just want to be very clear here. The idea that you're using 9-year-old children as a political prop is despicable. And the idea that a 9-year-old child can actually make a cogent decision about their sexuality is absurd. But we need to talk about this person, Pete Buttigieg, because he has lectured other Christians. He has said that Christianity is not compatible with being a supporter of the President of the United States. And what better person to ask than our guest, Dana Lash, who has a brand new book out called Grace Cancelled. What do you think, Dana, of this use of Christianity against Christians?
Yeah, well, I have always, well, and to that soundbite, by the way, I don't like using children as props either, like you said, whether it be for any issue, including gun control.
Right.
But when he had made the comments that he makes about Christianity, and when I see people discuss faith, and then they also try to state that you, well, if you're a true Christian, you can't support the president. Or if you support the president and you claim you're a Christian, well, I guess you don't love Jesus as much as I do. I cannot stand that sort of thinking. And I think it's antithetical, actually, to what's in Scripture and the entire story of grace. Because no one wants to extend to the president of the United States any grace. And they keep going back to they're upset that he tweeted something or that he said something. And because he's, and like all of us, are flawed, imperfect people, somehow all of these people who believe in a higher power, they believe in a creator, but they think that perhaps, I guess, that that higher power or that creator is limited in using all of us flawed individuals as vehicles for something greater, for his glory, for amazing purposes. And so I have to question how sincere that criticism is. And then I have to question their understanding of grace and their relationship with God, because I find it very, very difficult to reconcile that with Scripture.
That's why we like Dana Lash. Her outspoken attitude is what we need more and more of. Our number here is 1-833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. Call us now, 833-334-6752. In the book, Grace Cancelled, why do you spend so much time on this question of grace, which is not a topic we find in political publications in 2020? Explain to us why it's so important.
Grace is important because I think it is the true equalizing factor. Everyone talks about equality, and everyone talks about everyone being on the same playing field. There is no equality except the equality in grace. We are all under it. And grace is unmerited favor. Grace is unmerited kindness. And it equalizes us all in flaw, but it also equalizes us in the way that we have been forgiven and treated, and the kindness with which we've been shown, especially if you're a believer by God. So that I think it's important because all of the conversation, and I get into the death of nuance, the rage mobs and milkshake ducks, the death of redemption, all of this, people who claim to care so much about these causes and issues, they're not advancing the ball by screaming at everyone and feigning outrage at every little thing. Instead, what they're doing is standing on the field, holding the ball, yelling at everyone. Meanwhile, it's a very boring game to watch because the ball's not advancing downfield. So, and this is where we are. That is the state of political discourse. And if people are serious about solving issues and working together for the good of the country, they have to stop this outrage cycle. And you can do it by starting with grace.
It's a wonderful message. It's a powerful book. We will continue the discussion at CPAC because she's leaving the lovely state of Texas to join thousands of patriots at CPAC this week. In the meantime, go now in the break and order your copy of Grace Cancelled. It is a fabulous book from our favorite former goth and Second Amendment warrior princess, Dana Lash. And follow her on Twitter because she's only got 1.1 million followers. D Lash, L-O-E-S-H, D Lash, L-O-E-S-H. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
I am in the house. I'm in my house with my leg up in a brace after my knee surgery. God bless all of you who send your kind regards for a quick recovery. It's okay. Killian, the nurse dog, is with me, looking after me, and we are broadcasting the show live. Why? Because we can. Let's go to your calls. I haven't had enough calls here on the show. Let's go to line one. Let's go to Mark in New Jersey. Welcome to America First, Mark.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. Feel well soon.
Thank you.
And to the people who like what President Trump's doing, but they don't like he tweets, or they don't like or are offended by something he did in the past, I have a message. There is no perfect human being. No one is perfect. President Trump, bear with me, loves our country and our people, all of our people. He's doing his best with a great economy, record job numbers, supporting our policemen and women, supporting people's right to defend themselves and their families, by supporting our Second Amendment, support school choice over the failed government-run schools, supporting legal immigration and safety from crime like the Democrats who are releasing dangerous criminals into our towns and cities. And lastly, supporting our American health care system from the failed government-run socialized health care like Europe. Just think Venezuela.
Yeah, I have some incredible stories from Venezuela, what's happened there in just the last 12 months that I'll share with you. Mark, it's a fabulous call. It is what the left will never understand and will never believe. And I can attest to this as somebody who worked for Donald Trump as Mr. Trump and then President Trump. He wants all Americans to thrive. He wants all Americans to prosper. He wants all Americans to be safe. And that is something they will never, never understand. Mark, I love your call. Do you have my book, The War for America? Soul?
Yes, sir, I do, and thank you anyway.
No problem. Do you have my second book, Why We Fight?
I do, doctor, and thank you. Anyway.
Well, you are well prepared. I'm glad that you called the show today.
Thank you for what you do, sir. Thank you.
Mark, you keep doing what you do. God bless you. Let's go to Hans in North Carolina. I don't think we've had a Hans on the show before. Line two. Welcome, Hans.
Welcome, Dr. Gorka. Pleasure to talk with you today.
Welcome.
Speedy recovery for your knee surgery. I'm also recovering from back surgery. I have my wonder dog, Wilbur, here to help me along.
Oh, gosh. God bless you. God bless you.
Yeah. I love everything you guys talk about. I just got my Trump-Pence pin in the mail yesterday from the president himself. I made a small donation last month.
Lovely.
I love it. I've pinned it to my World Series of Poker hat.
I love it. What brings you to our show today, Hans?
Well, I'm a non-theist libertarian, so I believe in all things freedom, all things that I do believe that we are born with the knowledge to figure out right and wrong for ourselves, that we don't need, scriptures, books written. I mean, these things were written by men. They were written 3,000-5,000 years ago. Sure. But I think a lot of people, for a lot of people, religion is a very personal thing, and I think that's how it should remain. And I think a lot of people in the U.S., especially libertarian-type people, when they hear a lot of talk of relationships with Christ and saviors and God and spirituality, they get turned off from that. And I think it excludes a lot of them from the overall libertarian message of freedom.
But that is the weakness of the libertarian movement. They have no moral compass. I mean, you said it yourself. You think that we are born inherently with the capacity to know right from wrong. How? If you deny that we are made in God's image, I need to know, Hans, how does that biological entity know the difference between good and bad?
All I can say maybe is from my own experience, I've always known. I mean, I was raised in the Judeo-Christian environment, of course. I was born in Germany and grew up in Canada, and I've lived in the United States for almost 50 years. But I do believe that mankind, especially, it separates him from the animals. He knows right from wrong.
But why? But this is the burning issue. This is why. Why are we different from the gorillas? Why are we different from the crocodiles? Why do we know the difference between right and wrong, but a chicken doesn't?
Well, we're one of the very few living things that has the ability to contemplate suicide. I mean, lemmings do it, but I think they do it for some programmed reason.
Forget about suicide. I didn't mention suicide, but this is the crucial issue. And I'm so glad you called, my friend, because this is where the libertarian movement fails, because at the end of the day, they can't tell you why something is good, why something is bad. If the will to power is everything, if freedom without restraint is the goal, then anarchy will prevail. So this is the stumbling block for the libertarian movement and for anybody who's an atheist or an agnostic, because at the end of the day, if you can't answer what is the source of the understanding between good and evil, then you cannot fight evil, because at the end of the day, somebody will come along with a utilitarian argument and say, sorry, this is best for the majority of people, so, I don't know, we're going to wipe out the Jews, or we're going to wipe out the Muslims because it's the best for the majority, and you lose control of the truth. So again, Hans, one last time, what is the source of your knowledge of the difference between good and evil?
Well, let me give you an analogy then. Trump is talking about fair trade. You know when something is fair. You can't just wipe out the Jews. That's why the United States is a democratic republic. The republic part is so important, as you well know.
Right.
We know what is fair, and we know what fair trade is, and we know when one person is taking advantage of another.
You may know, but somebody may come up hands and say no. That's unfair. China has got more people in it. We need to distort fair trade. We have to manipulate our currency because we're billions of people and you're just 300 million. Hans, I have one piece of advice for you. go back to the writings of the founding fathers and look at how the concept of eternal truth given from God permeates everything that they wrote. Go back to the founding fathers and then call us back. Hans, stay on the line. I want to give you a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Fabulous, fabulous call. Let's squeeze in one more. Jackie in Colorado, welcome to America First.
Is it really you?
Who else would it be?
I am calling to comment on the fabulous guests you had.
Thank you. You've got 1 minute. Fire away. Go for it.
Her words were amazing. People cry for equal treatment and acceptance, but they already had it with God, and they got rid of him. God offered us all of this when he sacrificed his son and said, let he who has no sin cast the first stone. And
yes.
I see people going off crazed, and we've used emotions to do this. And I think it's just maybe women are the enemy within, because they all are acting in anger and emotion. And
women, I'm not sure I agree with women being the enemy within, especially if it's Dana Latch. She's one of the fighters for freedom. Check out her incredible book, Grace Canceled. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back in a moment.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
We are back. What time is it? It's crazy. The second hour? I can't believe it. Let's go to our good friend, Judy in Brooklyn. Judy, hello.
Excuse me, Dr. Gorka. Have you been trying to become the marathon man, the Iron Man? What have you been doing with yourself?
I cannot disclose the cause for my knee surgery because it was such a stupid accident. But all I will share is my doctor was very impressed when he saw the MRI. I managed by myself to shear two of my quadricep tendons off my knee. So on Friday, I had an amazing team of MAGA supporters. Everybody, oh my gosh, they were fabulous. And I have my kneecap drilled, and now we have my quadricep tendons have been reattached to my knee.
Well,
so
guess what?
What?
Guess what? Now you're going to be bionic.
I know, but I want to have the bionic eye. That was the coolest thing. You know, the bionic eye that
you
made.
You can't have everything. You can't have everything, Dr. Okay.
I'll buy a pair. Although, hang on, I am bionic. I had LASIK 2 years ago, so I am the bionic man. The leg, the eyes, now I need that bicep. And then
so Mark says you can't be perfect, but take a look. You're going to be perfect. Absolutely. There you go.
Well, listen, I so appreciate your text, Judy, and everybody who's texted in. It's fabulous. Your thoughts mean so much to me.
Oh, let me tell you, I hope you are not in pain and you'll be better than ever. Dr. Gorka, you know, I always say, if you want perfection, vote for God, okay? Seriously, want perfection, vote for God.
I love it. Hey, listen, everybody, if you don't know, the text line, our Patriot Mobile line is 703-869-1262. That's 703-869-1262. And I answer the text myself. God bless you, Judy. Thank you for all your well wishes. Let's squeeze in one more caller at the end of our second hour. Let's go to line one. Let's go to Colorado Springs. Douglas, welcome to America First.
Dr. Gorka, pleasure to speak with you. First of all, I wish you a speedy and complete recovery.
Thank you.
Second of all, I got your book, The War for America's Soul. I loved it. Read it straight through in one sitting.
Wow.
And I think that Bloomberg is a fascist.
I think he's more of a fascist than anything else. I think you're right. He wants to control everything.
I think so, because he wants to. That's exactly it. He wants to control everything from birth to death. He made it clear that he was going to control how much people could eat, how much they could drink, you know. And I don't want somebody like that running our country.
No, but I don't think you need to worry about it. The guy hasn't got a snowball's chance. He can spend all of his money. He could spend $54 billion, and he will still look like a sad little Napoleonic figure who has no charm, who has no authenticity. So I'm not worried about him. So please don't worry, Douglas. Thank you for your kind comments. If you haven't read The War for America's Soul, you can get a signed copy at sebgorka.com, SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com. And that signed copy, it's like Christmas. Comes with 3 months free membership. in my exclusive Gorka's Cabinet Club. I know you want to be a member. Go to sebgorka.com right now. Back after these messages.